Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
This is so good. From A Trip Around the Sun. When we're rubbing elbows with the masses, we are on mission. When we accept others where they are and show them the love of Jesus, we are revolutionary. And when we invite people to hang out with us, we get to see the metamorphosis of those who belong turn into a legacy of those who believe. It just doesn't get any better than that. Say a word about that.
You know, I think one of the great challenges we have in the church world is that we sort of have bought into the idea that the good news is informational. When in fact, if it had been informational, Jesus could have written, "Jesus loves you" in the Northern Lights and let it flash for 2,000 years, and the people in the Northern Hemisphere would pick it up and take it to the Southern Hemisphere. But he didn't do that. Scripture says he came to be with us and walk among us. So this the proclamation by presence, everybody gets that piece. Not everybody gets the words, but everybody gets proclamation by presence. Years ago, when I went to D.C., the chaplain of the Senate was Richard Halverson. His thought really helped me, and that is, when you make a friend and you're following Jesus, let's say Susie's following Jesus and Foth isn't. I'm just trying to do my best, and you befriend me, and we start walking together in some way. When I start hanging out with you, I automatically start following Jesus. I don't know I'm following him. I think I'm just hanging out with you. But over time, I watch you and I start asking questions. Why do you think like that? How come you treated that people that way? And that kind of engagement changes how we do life. That way, it's not dependent on whether you have 150 IQ or have memorized 3,800 verses. It has to do with how much of Scripture and his presence is in your life and how you're willing to share it. I have a thesis, you know, that people who go to those Billy Graham meetings and walk forward at the end, they had an aunt or a grandma back somewhere where they went on a summer afternoon and she'd fix cold milk and hot cookies for him, and she looked a lot like Jesus. And she may not have said the words exactly, but that was setting Johnny up for when he walked into a meeting where the words were said and he responded because he'd seen that before.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.